former bank head, former oil company head. Back in the mid-90s, they traveled the world to make the film The Money Masters. Everything they talked about in it is coming true now. How the Great Depression was engineered before that, how the Rothschilds took control of England. 3.5-hour film available at Infowars.com on DVD. I hope you get a copy of it, the two DVD set, because this is something that's very important to own and share and show your friends and family and neighbors. After the break, we're going directly to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. For those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv live right now, we've already had Pat on for 50 minutes. But I wanted him to recap basically what this international banking system is, how they're operating for the short segment. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls. Pat?
Well, the international banking system's interconnected. Essentially what it is an economic scheme. And the scheme entails the creation of money by private banks. Most people think that the government creates all of our money because they look at our currency and it's printed by the Bureau of Engraving and so forth, and they see there are coins by the U.S. Mint. But the fact is, due to the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, which established our present, our fundamental banking law, our fundamental economic law for the United States, that we still have, it's nearly 100 years old now, it allows banks to make loans and only have 10% of the funds of the loan in reserve, meaning they don't have deposits for it of 100% behind the loans. It's only about 10%. And actually, due to certain exceptions to the law, it's more like 2%, but just for simplicity, it's about 10%. And so of the loans in the United States, which total nearly $10 trillion, the government has benefited from creating only about 10% of that. And who gets the rest of the benefit is private banks. And that, of course, benefits indirectly the stockholders of those banks, and those people now control as much wealth. 1% of the United States population owns as much as the lower 95%. So we've had a tremendous concentration of wealth, which has changed the structure of American society. It's making the great bulk of Americans into debt slaves, and a very, very few fabulously wealthy. And this latest economic crisis has accelerated the process. The banks have used their money and their political influence it buys to obtain this $700 billion bailout, which they're using to consolidate wealth even faster. And right now we have no politician who's in a position of power to resist it. So it's a sea change that's going on. It's not totally new. As I said, it's been going on since 1913.
And meanwhile, the subsidiaries of this small group of private banking families that bought control of the British and U.S. government in the last 200 years, they are carrying out a similar process to what they've done in third world countries, where they come in, give them loans at 20-30%, tell the leaders not to pay it off, just hand over the resources, and then enslave the people. And if a government ever tries to resist that, they go in with the military and police and stage a coup or have the neighbor attack them and openly finance it. And the IMF and World Bank and even the private, De Beers, Oppenheimer, Diamond Monopoly, they brag. They hire mercenaries and coups. I mean, this small group of global families, less than 100. I mean, the banking, it's only 4 or 5 big ones. While their CEOs are making $500 million a year, they are leveraging trillions and trillions and have created a tsunami of fiat currency that they are buying up the world with, while at the same time devaluing the currency of everybody that's saved and then telling us we've got to pay in taxes, pay off all of this fiat currency they created.
That's,
I mean, it is so diabolical. And folks, you've seen nothing yet. The hyperinflation, 25-30% by next year, compounding 15% a year right now. You've already lost half your value just in the last 6-7 years. It is just going to be absolutely horrible. And it's going to be horrible for all you enforcers out there, too. But you like black uniforms, so I guess it's okay.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information package, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have the producer of the number one film I've ever seen exposing the private banking cartel. This runs your whole life. It's why the social engineering, all of it. You heard him earlier talking about, you know, the book that they gave to the U.S. Foreign Service and the CIA, commissioned for the government as their historian internally of the British Roundtable Group, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and the Council on Foreign Relations, the real government of the United States, and, of course, England. And it's all stated there. I've read the book, actually all 900 pages. I read about half of it years ago, and I actually read through the rest of it a few months ago. And, you know, not just the quotes. I mean, it's all there. And this isn't a joke. It isn't a game. And it's not just, you know, in that document. It's in thousands of others. And they told you it didn't exist. They said, don't worry. There's not bad people. Nobody's cheating you. Be lazy. Procrastinate. You don't want to believe that. And now they're bringing the country down. I mean, this is going to dwarf the Depression the way it's shaping up. I want to go to your phone calls here. And my IM to the network in Minnesota is down today, so I've mixed up my call list. Who's up first here? Ah, Rodney in Ohio, you're on the air with our guest.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex and Patrick. Pleasure talking to you. I'm a first-time caller and a Prison Planet TV subscriber.
Thank you.
I had some other things I was wanting to bring up, but since it took so long, I can shift, like you say, shift gears.
No, talk about whatever you want, sir. Our guest can comment. Go ahead.
Well, no, this works out just fine because I understand Patrick is a judge and been a judge, a lawyer. I'm trying to protect myself against some of this, and I filed a denial of corporate existence today. Patrick, do you think that'll help me any is that viable or whatever?
I don't have enough information to comment on it. I'm sorry.
You have to know your specifics.
Well, most people don't understand that the United States was incorporated in 1871. Am I correct?
Well, go ahead with the rest of your... I'm not quite sure what you're referring to.
Well, in other words...
That claim of it being incorporated in Delaware has been found to be a similar corporate name, but not accurate. But it does operate as a corporation, just like chartered cities do. But go ahead.
Well, that's correct, yeah. Well, it's, I was listening to Jim Percy the other day on the Power Hour, and I'd heard this term before, and I did some more research. And he also brought up the fact that all courts operate under admiralty law, and that's why they have the flag with the gold fringe and gold tassel hanging in, because it's the Constitution is not in effect in their courts. The judge more or less goes by whatever rule he feels fit to enforce. Is this correct?
Well, there's a lot of sort of esoteric theories like that that I'm not... Where is it going with it? What are you trying to do with this theory? Defend yourself from what?
Well, it's not about the constitutional law. It's all about corporation law.
He was an administrative law judge, so he could specifically speak to that.
Well, are you being? Are you talking about? Is this concerning taxes or what is it? Your
taxes. I'm talking about mortgages, contracts you enter into, as far as mortgages. When the state federal government files. Charges against you, or you're brought into law under subpoena, whatever. It's all in capital letters.
Well, let me.
It goes to the straw man.
Let me say this, and Alex actually is probably better informed about this than I am. My the information I have about the use of these, you know, various esoteric theories about of the sort that you're mentioning is they're generally unsuccessful, and there have been a few cases where they have been successful. But very few. So first off, you have to be prepared to suffer the consequences if you're not successful. So, you know,
and I appreciate your call, sir. Let me comment on this.
Sure.
Generally, we call it patriot mythology. And I've seen a lot of friends and neighbors, people didn't listen to me going back 12, 14 years, go to prison or lose their houses over this. Instead of attacking the corrupt system through the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, them violating their own codes and procedures, which they tend to follow more than the Constitution, Bill of Rights itself, and instead of using areas where they violated their own rules, you know, there's all sorts of people with the straw men and the all caps, and it's just pure baloney. Now it is true that the flag means admiralty and that there is admiralty law, and I've seen federal cases where they're seizing people's property in federal court and saying we're doing this under admiralty. And look, I mean, here's an example. There is total lawlessness, say, 100 years ago with Pinkerton Security, hired by the Rockefellers. There was hundreds of cases of this just with them alone, where people would have a title to a gold mine, and there'd be a squatter's camp living there with the deed that they got from, say, forest land out in the territory. They'd just ride in and kill everybody, and then nobody's going to stand up against Rockefeller because, you know, he owns Congress. And he owns the local governor. You'd have certain states where they did own the governor, where they would just kill and mow down whole families and just murder everybody and take land, water rights. So it is lawless. And then you got brainwashed cops that don't even know which end is up. The public doesn't know anything. Doesn't even know the Federal Reserve's private. And so you do have a lot of rampant corruption saying you got to take inoculations. There's no law to do that. Just writing parents tickets for their child talking in class when there's not even something in the statutes. I mean, we have a lawless, rogue, color of law, baboon government at the local level, but that's by design. The system hires baboons. You know, they hire thugs and criminals. But I'm just, and people get mad at me every time I say these, you know, these patriot mythologies are at best very dangerous, because let's say there's some grain of truth in them. You're not going to know how to implement them. And I see people get torn up and torn up. Now, finally, people have thanked me, you know, 10 years later, because now it's kind of washed itself out with the public seeing enough people being torn apart. But I don't want to spend all day on that. I want to get to the other calls. But do you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take another call here. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I just can't buy into the baloney. I just can't send people to prison. I just can't be part of hurting people. I just can't do it. A lot of people get mad at me for that, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Russ in Minnesota. Russ, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Pat. How's it going?
Hi.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to your show for the last 3 years, and the last couple of years I've been telling my family and friends that the stock market was inflated and that we're heading toward the crash. And for those that didn't listen, they lost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. And now when I talk to people, they have the mindset that, well, okay, it crashed, but it'll go back up. And so when I look at, like back in 1913, the Dow Jones was at like 60, and now it's, you know, around 8,000 something. So my question to you is, you guys are, you know, the price of gold, or gold as a commodity maintains its value, but when someone invests in the stock market over the long haul, does that maintain its value?
Well, it sort of depends on what time period you look at. It was kind of interesting, but in recent years, you know, stockbrokers have used, when one time period doesn't work, they make it longer or shorter, as the case may be, to make it attractive. So certainly over time, it measured in simple dollar terms, it has gone up, but you have to remove the inflation factor to find out, you know, real value.
And that's been done. The stock market really has an increase in value. It's actually lost value if you remove inflation from the equation. Is that what you found, sir?
Well, I mean, so what I'm asking is, so for people that have lost money recently, is the mindset that it'll go back up and everything's going to be okay, is that relevant? I mean, does the stock market increase?
Let me tell you what's relevant. Let me tell you what's relevant. We're seeing the biggest hyperinflation in U.S. history since right after its founding. They had one just as bad then. We're seeing the worst hyperinflation ever coming. It's already here, but it's going to get a lot worse. And so people are going to dump basically everything they've got to get out of the market, and then you're only going to have the big institutions that inflated the currency to get flush in cash who are going to be able to come in and buy it up. Mr. Carmack, you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. You know, obviously they are creating money at a very rapid rate. We all know that the government numbers, the CPI, you know, 1% to 2% inflation is nonsense. And that's another form of wealth transfer because it reduces Social Security payments and it's used for, you know, for union contracts.
Yeah, that's the key. People on fixed incomes, by the way, are the ones that are really going to get hammered. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, you may see values go up, but inflation is going to probably go up even faster. So you have to factor that out when you make your calculations about the stock market. In the first place, I don't think anybody quite knows yet how far down it's going to go. And then how long it's going to be down. You know, this is a very profound economic crisis that's happening.
Most of the money's on 10 to 15 years like Japan.
Yeah. So you know, if you're looking for sort of indirect advice on how to invest, I can't give it to you. You know, these things haven't worked themselves out yet. But
yeah, folks, if you're mega flush in all sorts of assets and diversified, you know, invest all day. But people that have gotten in that position generally, unless it's through inheritance, you know what you need to do yourself. You know your own position. But for other folks, you need to, you know, get down to basics and prepare for really hard times ahead. But listen, the general public is going to stay in the stock market till that thing goes all the way down. The globalists are completely ruthless. They want to drive it down. So I would say in the next year, I'll say right now, I think the stock market's going down to below 5,000. It may go even lower. And then after they buy it all up, it's going to go back up again. But then you're going to have hyperinflation on top of that. Pat?
Well, yeah, it's a pretty safe bet. It's eventually going to go back up again. And so, you know, but, and it's obvious we're going to have very high levels of inflation for the next few years.
Absolutely. I mean, we mean brutal, brutal, brutal. Did that answer your question, Russ?
Yeah, I just think people right now are still in denial that everything's going to be fine and don't see the big picture.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much denial they're in. They're realizing the banker takeover is a big fraud. By the way, we had Ron Paul on at the very start of the show today. Coming up in about 40 minutes when we go into rebroadcast. At the very start of the show, Ron Paul with key info. We'll be right back.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
We're going to keep our guest with us to about 40 after. Then I'm going to cover the forced inoculation news, very important information, and some other key financial information today. Don't forget, Ron Paul was on at the start of the show today. A lot of key info. Let's go ahead and go to Mark in Oregon. You're on the air with the producer of the Money Masters, Pat Carmack. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex and Pat.
Alex,
I did want to mention to you real quick about if you have the need any time in the rest of your life to have a beer, do not drink any of the popular American brands because they all have formaldehyde in them to accelerate the fermentation process and cut down the production cost.
I know they have a lot of bad chemicals in them. Budweiser isn't even brewed anymore. It's a syrup added to carbonated water.
Yeah, will definitely affect your health adversely in a real quick way. You know, Pat, I was wondering if you could extrapolate for me a little bit, being as you're well-versed in the economic structure nationally and on a global level, it would seem to me. If you could basically kind of look down the timeline a little bit, given that we have it's already been put into law as far as this whole reformation of the global economy, and how the United States is basically funding it, and where are we going to be at, per se, in the United States, being on the bottom rung of the ladder of all of this, basically, as far as our welfare on a financial level goes? Where are we going to be 2 or 3 or 4 months down the line from here? How will this tremendous iceberg surface in our reality on an economic level here, thus affecting our quality of life? What would be the different aspects?
Well, I would just say we're going to be fully drained to build the New World Order, and then the building of it, we're going to be blamed for. So we're going to be turned into a third world country, a cesspit of police state to rule over the slaves. And then, this is such an important question, I'm putting out my answer. And then we'll also, again, not just pay for the New World Order, but then be hated and be blamed for the crises that they then build their New World Order out of. Pat?
Well, if I understand the question correctly, you know, looking 3 to 4 months ahead, I don't think anybody, no matter what side of this issue they're on, thinks things are going to be dramatically better, even a little better. It's going to be worse. Obviously, we're going to see unemployment rise. Inflation is going to go up considerably more than it is now. I think you're going to see probably the stock market continue to decline and so forth, and you're going to see the Fed spending hundreds of billions, giving much of it to major banks that the Fed's creating, the money they're creating. And that's going to obviously fuel inflation as well, and it decreases the value of everyone else's money to the benefit of the major banks that are receiving those funds. So, you know, there's not much happy news in the near term that I think anybody would predict. The housing crisis is probably going to worsen. There's various kinds of subprime, I forget what they call them, readjustment.
Readjustments, yeah.
Yeah, that don't even peak till 2011. So,
we've got credit card that's around $1 trillion coming due.
Yeah.
People are defaulting at record levels. We have car loans, business loans, default, default, default. You ain't seen nothing yet, folks.
So I think you want to be conservative about things, and you know it's not a time to go into debt or make stick your neck out financially, because you may need the money. And I think those are pretty safe statements to make in response to your question.
Anything else?
Great show. One other thing, I think it'll take an act of God basically to straighten this one out, Alex.
But again,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People think the drug war is failing. It's an incredible success. They ship it in. They put your kids in prison, in private prison, owned by the banks that launder the drug money.
Yeah.
People think the war, you know, on illiteracy is going horribly. No, I have all the federal documents. I've had the former head of policy, Department of Education, on, where they were openly there to dumb everybody down. And I have the Banking Association documents in their public letter from over 100 years ago saying we got to dumb people down. We got to buy up the schools, the newspapers, and dumb them down. These people are too smart to be able to be enslaved. And so the education's doing a great job to dumb them down. Drug war's great. More drugs, more people in prison than ever. This is their business, folks. These are cold-blooded people with military minds. Pat, you agree with that statement?
Well, I think that there's no question the American people have been dumbed down, and we need to return to classical education like the founders had. And they understood what was happening because they were well-educated.
Hold on. I'm going to skip this break for the InfoWars listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv folks. So I have plenty of time to finish up with you. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
For those that are listening on the AM and FM shortwave satellite, we were just talking about education being the key and how by design they've dumbed the children down. We've got millions of homeschoolers now. It's growing exponentially. So California is banning homeschooling. It's totally criminal. The state doesn't own your children. But again, this is the manifestation of true tyranny. And I wanted to get Mr. Carmack, Judge Carmack, former bank president Carmack's comment on the statement I just made.
Well, actually, that was the status of that case. But in California, that the same court reversed itself unanimously, as I heard.
Oh, that's good news. Well, I was saying it was a fraud.
Yeah, they ruled actually that families are in effect a form of private schools, which made them therefore comply with the law, because the law required that kids be in schools. And so in California, that was successfully beat back. In fact, Governor Schwarzenegger actually supported the homeschoolers in that, and so did the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which is a very fine organization that defends homeschooling across the United States. Has helped defeat efforts by the teachers' unions.
Well, see, people think I know everything. I get emails every day. Why did you report on this? Why did you cover that? You're covering it up. No, I'm not. There's so much happening. None of us know it all, folks. In fact, I know very little. That's what freaks me out.
Well, you were certainly right though, about homeschooling expanding. It's definitely an exponential expansion. And not only that, the quality of it has gone up dramatically. You know, originally, people, basically back in the 80s, in large numbers began to bail out of the schools because of the violence problems and the moral problems and drugs and also the decline in the academic quality of the curriculum and so forth. And a Columbine made it explode. I think that was in 98 or 99.
And that's what's changing things now is that 10, 20 years ago, there weren't these huge communities. Here in Austin, we're right up to the point of having to make the decision whether to homeschool or not, or go the private school route if we can afford that, just because it's, you know, quote, easier on us. We know we probably should just go ahead and go that route, but I won't be able to work as much as we if we do that and we have the bigger fight. But it's now there's these soccer leagues and baseball and groups, and they're so diverse and so many choices. That community, that core community growing, getting back to true communities, that is scaring the controllers.
Well, and actually statistics show that homeschoolers engage in more social activities of the various kinds you've mentioned and others than kids who are in either private or public school. They also academically outperform private school students now.
Yeah, on average they spend about 2.5 hours, but it's real learning. And the classical method where everybody learned in log cabins and became president and engineers before, then the rest of the time they go out and have fun.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the Greeks didn't begin really formal schooling until about 7 years of age because early on kids really do need the raw experience with nature. You know, they need to see frogs in a stream and not see a picture of a frog in a stream in a book. And they learn much more effectively that way early on. And it provides the raw material for subsequent analytical.
That's right.
Things.
Children need to be out very young, seeing people bale hay, planting gardens, fishing.
Exactly.
Boxing, you know, wrestling,
yeah.
That's what they need.
Of course, a four-year-old can't understand those things analytically, and that, of course, that's precisely why the government increasingly, you know, why it adopted the kindergarten model from Germany, which ultimately came from Prussian militarism, and why they would like to go earlier and earlier and take the kids out of their families and put them in a concrete box all day. You don't learn anything in a concrete box at that age. You can't.
Man, I tell you, Pat, you are just an amazing guy. I love generalist, and everything you're saying is, you know, all the basic research I've done and many others have done. It's you're a multifaceted guy. I mean, I know a lot of people are, but it's really great to talk to somebody that's really really knows what's going on.
Well, actually, I'm a president of a homeschool, a national homeschool program. So it's an area I am interested in. It's called the Great Books Academy, and it's online.org, and so, yeah, it's an area I'm very interested in because it's part of the solution to this. The economic problem is in fact, rooted in people not being able to understand what's happening to them.
Let's take a few final calls. Who is up next here? I've got so many on the list. Isaac in New York, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I was calling because I heard you before regard about the preachers getting the money to quell dissent.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to kind of bring light to a couple weeks ago. I was at a church event, and basically the preacher started relating a story about illegal immigration and how people were upset about losing jobs and complaining. And basically he went into a story about how a man had a field and he hired workers. And some people started later in the day, and at the end of the day, they were upset because they got paid the same as the workers who started later. And I just thought it was weird.
Look, there's a bunch of liberation. There's a bunch of liberation theology. We call it communism, but it's not. The banks fund this socialism, and they teach you turn your guns in. They've hired 26,000 preachers. We exposed this a year and a half before it was mainstream news. We got the secret FEMA documents from a pastor, Butch Paw did, and we covered it here. And they have them, I mean, literally going off government scripts and being paid. And then if that isn't total tyranny, I don't know what is, Pat.
Well, obviously, religion is a tremendously important source, you know, of inspiration, and ultimately, you know, it inspires political action, and they know that. So they're going to try to corrupt that just as they have the media, just as they have the educational system, the political system. So one has to keep one's eyes out for, you know, anything like that that is not, you know, that raises one's eyebrows and it doesn't match, you know, the truth.
Yeah, folks, your children are the greatest treasure in the world. They teach you it's horrible to have children. They teach you it's a hassle. They teach you it's terrible.
Right.
When really it's the best thing in the world, and it's part of our life cycle. We're meant to be in families, and that's why the state, who wants the utopia, says they have to destroy the family first, and that's in all the government documents. It's total wickedness. The government is bankrupt and evil, period. We have to come out of it. We have to create our own communities. We have to decentralize, not centralize. That is what is going to stop tyranny. There will never be a utopia. But I appreciate your call, Isaac. Scott in Arizona, and then we're going to let our guest go. Scott, go ahead. Okay, Chris in Toronto, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you and your guests. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Great. Thanks.
Awesome. I'm from Toronto, Canada, as you can tell. Pat, hello to you. What I'm concerned about, my question concerns, in Canada right now, it's like the chickens are really coming home to roost. What happened in America happened like over the last few years or so. From your knowledge, how is that going to impact differently, or is it going to be somewhat comparative to the U.S., what's happening in the U.S. right now in terms of the stock market going down, inflation? I mean, Canada has a lot of resources in terms of oil, water, timber, and we're more or less.
Look, you have the same controllers. They're going to do the same thing to you. It's the same global management system, Pat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Your system's only trivially different. You know, one of the funny things about Canada lately is the bankers here say, oh, we abolished fractional reserve banking. And I looked into it. How can they say that? Because they still have fractional reserve. Well, because they reduced the reserve requirement to zero. So actually, it's actually a worse form of banking because they don't require the banks to retain any reserves whatsoever. They just create it. You know.
By the way, the former head of the Treasury policy analyzed the banker takeover bill, not known as the bailout, and he said that it's clearly in there for no reserves now here too. So.
Yeah, well, they already have. There's a number of categories of loans, like euro currency loans, and the first, I think it's $93 million in loans and so forth, where there's no reserves required. That's why about 98% of our money supply is created by the banks, not 90%.
Absolutely. Got anything else, caller?
No, I just want to thank you personally. I understand just from listening to your radio show, I became new to the truth movement going back to February. And, you know, I hear you spilling your guts out in the air almost every single day. And I just want to let you know it's not without cause. You're waking people up. I mean, you have people in other nations that understand that America needs to be America. It cannot fall. The second America falls, I mean, everything else goes with it. You know, so I want to
let me give you the news. We have fallen, and until we realize that, we've got to get it back.
Fair enough. But I'm an optimist. So,
no,
you know,
I hear you. I hear you, and God bless you. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, let me explain something. Let's say in Canada somebody owned their own gold mine or land that gold was found on or their own timber. That's what the environmental socialist movement's about, controlled by the banks. And they state this. Richard N. Haass, head of the CFR, states it in CFR and Club of Rome documents, particularly the 1991 documents. They selectively come and then sick the regulators on you and don't let you gold mine or don't let you cut timber or don't let you use your property. But then the big corporations, I mean, here's an example. You can pull up the numbers from more than a decade ago. Tyson Chicken in Arkansas alone could have thousands. The number was 1,300, I remember from memory in the AP, 1,300 violations at one plant, and they weren't shut down and were hardly fined. But then another independent, separate chicken plant had something like six in a year, and they were shut down. It's the same thing with beef packing, all of it. People think big corporations don't want regulations. The big boys do. Pat, in closing, can you explain that to them?
Well, it's the power of money. Again, we've been talking most of the last hour about this vast concentration of wealth. And obviously, for instance, you know, these four major banks I talked about with $8 trillion in assets. Well, they have four presidents, four men, not 4,000 or 400,000. Make the ultimate decisions in those banks that affect hundreds of thousands of loans. I mean, that's incredible power. And so obviously they're tempted to increase it. You know, these are materialists. These aren't people highly motivated. There may be exceptions, but for the most part, they're certainly not highly motivated by religion or ethical values. They simply want to increase their power. And that's undeniable, viewing what's happening right now. And so they use it to corrupt the political system. You know, they corrupt the media by buying it. And that's what you're up against. So it's no wonder that it creeps down to the level of a small businessman being mistreated by the government. And
All right. Well, Pat Carmack, judge, former bank head, oil company owner, a lot of other great research that you bring to the table, and the producer of The Money Masters, the classic to understand what's happening. Everybody needs to see it. Available right now at Infowars.com on DVD or call 888-253-3139. You can also go to TheMoneyMasters.com and get a the film and some of the things that they offer there as well. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, Pat, and I want to have you back on in the near future to talk more about your monetary solution plan that you guys have come up with that I think is very, very important and needs to be looked at and is a serious option. Take care.
Thank you for having me on, and I look forward to it. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. That's a really classy guy, ladies and gentlemen. Worth quite a bit of cash. Y'all love it. What do? He goes and produces a film, not to make money, because that's a pittance, I'm sure he's made, to try to educate the public, try to warn the people. And they made the film. In 1996, it came out. They're making it in 95. So it is 12 years old. And more important now, that's a classic. They call that evergreen in the media. And my books and videos and materials are evergreen. Why are they evergreen? Because with time, you're like, wow, was this just made yesterday? No, that was made 10 years ago. See, it's not prophecy. We know what the enemy is doing. We understand their program of control. So I do want to challenge the listeners to get The Money Masters. And I know most of you already know all about this up one side and down the other. The general public doesn't. And they're now finally ready to listen. So please get Money Masters at Infowars.com. Okay, I want to go over this financial news and this New Jersey stuff first, because there's been some big new developments there, and I want to go over that. But speaking of the free market, there are three sponsors that are making this show possible. And we turned down a lot of sponsors, but these are the sponsors that we believe in or think are great. Akola Blue, eFoods Direct, and Food Shortage USA. And the last two go together. Well, they all really go together. Akola Blue is an atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. A minimum of about 3 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. It passes through an active carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by the antibacterial fungal UV light. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, or ColaBlue.com, ECOLLBlue.com. And that complements eFoodsDirect.com. Let's say everything's going to be wonderful. There's always a chance there could be a natural disaster, but we know there's more serious things like depression looming and massive food price increases because of hyperinflation. This food in a climate-controlled area lasts more than 10 years, in a non-climate control like your garage, 10 years. And people can make fun of having storable food and getting ready, but I care about my family, and I know I've done it. I know these are high-quality folks, high-quality food. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and Prison Planet.com. And last but not least is Food Shortage USA. Just foodshortage.com is the website. It teaches you how, on a weekly basis, the best kinds of foods to store, the ways to store food yourself, the way to can, the way to get prepared. Really great information at foodshortageusa.com, or give them a call to get the materials. They have a lot of great stuff available there, 877-327-0365. Call that number to learn more, 877-327-0365. Go to foodshortageusa.com, foodshortageusa.com to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family to prepare for the road ahead. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average person to get prepared for what is clearly ahead. I think it's the best part of the system is that it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you will check that out. Okay, we're going to have 5 minutes when we come back, but it's going to be totally focused on this that I've been mentioning since the start of the show. Coming up in exactly 10 minutes, Ron Paul is on the show. Why is that? He was on at the very start of the show 3 hours and 15 minutes ago with key information about the economy and where it's all going. So after the break, we will get into New Jersey parents protest mandatory flu shots. And I'm proud. Where do we see a fair and balanced article exposing how this is a fraud? Because that is fair and balanced. It is a fraud. The Daily Texan. I mean, I'm seeing pretty good 9/11 inside job articles. I'm seeing stuff like this. And we know we got a bunch of fans and people that have woken up over there. But then it dovetails with this USA Today article. Most health workers skip the flu shot. Most of them won't take it, but they'll make you take it.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD on civilliberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
All right. You know, I talked at the start of the show about talking to a lady, a neighbor, who her child was just talking in class, so they gave her a $500 ticket and said, no judge, no jury, use the ticket. And now they have the points program where even if you're not convicted of it, people are getting $1,000 fines and things in the mail. I mean, the system is just completely corrupt. They're raising the money to put it in the private banks and the brokerage firms. The cities and counties take the vast majority of their money, over 60% on a national average, with the CFRs, Conference of Annual Financial Reports. I'm trying to hurry here. And they invest. I mean, it's all gone. They're taking it all. And you understand, it's a criminal business now. Now, as if that isn't bad enough, in D.C., it's a little private district of criminals, and in New Jersey, that they are claiming that it's a law that you've got to take inoculations. They're claiming that you have to do it. And then even the vaccine groups are getting roped into this and going, no, we have a right to say no to mandatory shots. There is a waiver, but a waiver for a law that doesn't exist, even that is a fraud. The way they get you is the truancy clause. They say under policy you're kicked out of school. They don't tell you by law they've got to give you the waiver. But the whole issue is now they've listed, and they advertise on the news, it's the law, everybody's got to take the flu shot. Which, for those that don't know, the last 6 years they haven't even gotten the flu right. You know, they're always guessing the year before how it's going to mutate. And it's filled with mercury still in there, very dangerous. The flu shots admittedly have killed a lot of people. A flu season approaches. Many New Jersey parents are furious over a first-in-the-nation requirement that children get a flu shot. Just like Texas was first-in-the-nation, girls have to take the HPV. But there was no law. They just listed it, and the state health department has recommended, and the schools then say it's mandatory. No law. But people don't know that. Requirement that children get a flu shot in order to attend preschools and daycare centers. The decision should be the parents, not the states. They continue. So, see, it's just like they could never pass the Animal ID and Premise Society to take over farms and ranches, but they ordered the 4-H Club and all the other clubs to just not tell people and then kick them out of farm shows, livestock shows. They have police escort them off like they're criminals. Again, they know the public's ignorant, and so they engage in this racketeering. It's racketeering. Now, if that isn't bad enough, and I'm going to get some guests on about this next week. Of course, I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated Sunday two-hour show. But USA Today, most health workers skip flu shot. And here is the article. Remember when they claimed it was mandatory that all the health workers had to take the smallpox shot and 90-plus percent refused? According to USA Today, it was the same publication in the LA Times back then. It was 4,000 out of 14 million first responders. Most health workers skip flu shot. Operating room nurse Paula Taylor knows her refusal to get a flu shot is based on faulty logic. So it goes on to say, oh, she admits she's an idiot. No, she doesn't. But ever since she got sick after getting a shot a few years ago, she's sworn off the vaccine. I rarely get sick. The only thing I could narrow it down to was I had gotten the shot. Well, of course, it kills a lot of people, said Taylor, who works for the University Hospital at clinics in Iowa City. I know that it's not a live virus. It just seemed pretty coincidental. Such stories frustrate Dr. William Schaefer. So then they treat us like we're a bunch of idiots. We won't take it. You know, you're dumb. I mean, the swine flu shots kill tens of thousands. I mean, it kills people. HPV's killing people. That's in the CDC, but they have articles about crazy people think it might be bad for them. They're just backwoods knuckle-dragger idiots. So it goes on to say the majority of them in here won't take it. Then they try to threaten parents with taking their children if they don't when there's no law. We're out of time. Rebroadcast with Ron Paul right now. He was on at the very start of the show. Only one place. The streams at InfoWars.com. See you live Sunday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.